Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back. It's another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig, sitting alongside Greg. And as you can tell, we've freshened up the Maximize studio a little bit. So we're the same guys.
We've freshened up. Yeah. We should do that daily. That's a leadership comment, just freshen up daily.
But well, maybe it's good that it's just video and, you know, it's...
We can edit it.
Yeah, okay.
Our executive producer.
Absolutely. You know, we need a producer to edit
Harrison.
That. Hey, one of the things we'd like you to think about for just a second is after, wherever you are right now as a leader, after you're done at the organization you are, how would you like to be remembered? What would you like to hear your teammates say about you after you're gone? I was thinking back, as we were preparing for this episode, I was thinking back some of the leaders that I've had in my life and some of the attributes that stood out. Mm. I'd love to be able to put together like that composite leader, like take the best of all these different people.
Yeah.
That's probably not the case, and it's probably not going to be the case for you and I or for anybody watching that they could just take the best of the best. But I think there are some things that sort of stand out from some of the leaders. So I don't know about you, but for me, just by myself, it was kind of a fun little trip down memory lane as I thought about some of those leaders that I've had around there, which it made me think, you know, some of those people I'd like to go back and say, hey, thanks for this part. And there's still a few guys that are alive that I can go and do that with, and I'm going to do that. But one of the things that I thought of is, and I went back to my very first like job that wasn't, I had a couple of jobs where my dad was my boss.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is my first job where like I kind of had to go to an interview. My interview was a little rough. It was my buddy's dad who was a Marine.
Oh my goodness.
And it was a tough, you know, he's just like giving me the stare, you know, and he goes, are you going to be a good worker for me? Are you going to be a hard worker? Are you going to be one of those guys that fold when it gets tough? Are you going to hang in there? You know, and I'm, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, and he hired me.
Are you interviewing for the movie Few Good Men?
That's kind of, I was sweating bullets. But here's the thing that I appreciated about him is that he was tough, but he let me still be me and let me do my job in the way that he said, hey, this is what I want it to look like at the end. This is the end result. How are you going to get there? Yeah. And he wasn't like saying, okay, this is the end result, and in order to get there, I want you to do this and this and this. But he gave me some room to play. He gave me some space there to say, okay, this is just what I want it to look like at the end.
Right.
And if he ever had to critique me, which he did, it was not like your methods. It was like, okay, but here's what I wanted at the end and I'm not quite seeing it. What do you got to change? And he would again put the ball back into my court to help me.
Like walked you through it.
Yeah, make the change.
It almost sounds like a mentor.
Yeah,
Sure. Which would be a label, right? Not a habit or a behavior of a really good, memorable leader. I think the list would be quite long for those that are memorable. Unfortunately, it could be memorable on the negative, which, you know, I'm not sure we're going to go there today, but we could. But
let's not go negative.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's bad for the hypothalamus, whatever the part of the brain is good. I think people that believe in you is memorable. Mm-hmm. Like not believing that you're going to be perfect or that you don't have struggle or you trip up or make a mistake, but that they believe in you is pretty confidence building.
Yep.
That's a pretty big one for me. Like I remember my first job, I was a teenager, wasn't even 16. And the guy, you know, hired me and goes, all right, you know, do this and see you in the morning. Like there's no like sheet or step by step. Nope. Just get this done. You got 3 hours. Okay.
All right.
So it was like they had confidence.
Sure.
You know, I think that's really the challenge, was some people feel like they're being micromanaged. That's not a memorable, well, it could be a memorable leader that way.
But yeah, but not, we're not, not going negative.
Oh, so, gosh, I just did it. Right. I think mentoring is probably not to hand the baton to someone and, you know, walk away from your company, but a mentor, you've had that with some really great people. I've had that with some great people. They just seem to believe in you.
Well, I remember distinctly the very first person who said the words, "You are a leader." And I remember being thunderstruck by that, just like, what did you just say about me? Because I was in high school.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and here's this leader that I really esteem, and he's saying that about me, and I'm like, I didn't know how what to do to respond to that, except for I remember thinking, I'm not going to let him down.
Mm.
You know, that's how he sees me. I'm gonna live up to that.
Act like a leader.
Right. So there were some opportunities, like where maybe still being a teenager, I had an opportunity to be a knucklehead, and I was kind of like, nope. He said I was a leader. I'm not gonna go negative.
Right.
I'm not gonna go down that path, because I want to live up to what he believed more in me at that point than I could believe for myself.
But I think where that leader and other examples we probably will share, they understood your gifts and talents, mm-hmm. and they called you forth.
Yes. Yep.
And I think that's memorable. Like this one, okay, you got 3 hours. Here's all the stuff. And I'm like, just begin? Like, you know, just hodgepodge it, like figure it out? Yeah. So I think someone who really knows you or believes in you, they're going to let you be you. But I think they see something.
Sure.
You know, there's an intuition. There's an inkling of, you know what, Craig's going to deliver a good message to the workers, and I don't need to be there. I don't know. I think there's, I don't want to use the word empowerment. That's such a, you know, big word. But I think another one that I really like is someone who's calm.
Sure.
A leader who is calm was memorable.
Yep.
A leader who was chaotic was memorable, but the calm.
We're not going negative.
I didn't. I moved quick. I do. I just think someone who's calm, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, let's just take a break a minute. Or they just take, you know, the air out of the balloon.
Yep. Oh, I love the perspective you know, that a lot of them have. You're just like, they're like, okay, just breathe.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
I mean, they had that intuition, the insight.
Yep.
Like, what's going to, you know, motivate you and me to be better, or like to be our best.
Right.
But I do think there's something about knowing the gifts and talents and then calling it forth.
Sure.
And then just trusting it.
Yep.
I mean, I know they're not, you know, giving us the top job in the company yet, but memorable, what would you say would be one trait that you'd say, this one I really tried to do myself because I was shown it?
Well, I think one of the big ones for me that I jotted down as we were thinking about this is leaders that loved me enough to tell me the truth.
That's a good one.
Because we're not going to go negative, but there are some people that they just won't address it with you. Yeah. Or if they do, you can almost feel it like, well, are you saying that because you care about me, or are you doing that because you just want to show that you're superior to me? Mm-hmm. But the ones that said, listen, I really, man, I think you could do so much better. And I'm hurt that you would think that you couldn't do better. And this is what I want to see for you. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is where you fell short, but well, I'm not going to beat you up about it. I want to help you get over that hurdle. So that's been one that I have tried to, okay, I need to tell this person the truth. I can't sugarcoat it. I can't beat around the bush. Got to tell them the truth. But I want to say it in a way that they know that I'm not doing this so that I feel good about it. And it's almost like those people, like, it hurts them to be saying it. Like, oh, I know you might take this the wrong way. You know, but I gotta share this with you. I gotta tell you the truth here because I want the best to come out of you.
I think if a memorable leader does it that way, Craig, they show the person the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, I'm disappointed in you. Okay, so how do I get rid of that? It's, I was thinking that, you know, you would have done maybe something like this or in this order or handle it this way. And all of a sudden they're like,
yes.
Yeah, I could have.
Right.
You're right. So careful with words, you know, careful with tone to some degree. I do know, you know, a lot of leaders just don't have a lot of bandwidth. They just, you know, got to share and
sure.
kind of just have to throw it out there like a microwave meal. But showing them the end, you know, like, you know, let's have the end in mind. I didn't put you in this spot because I didn't think you could make it.
Right. Well, you know, and
that's
I think
the fun part.
What you said earlier about a calm leader, I think that lends itself as well to, I mean, which leader are you going to feel like really cares about you? The one that's coming in like this, or the one that comes in and goes, okay, listen, yep. Everybody just calm down here for a second. I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not beating you up here. Let me just talk to you for a second. Just even that calmness conveys the fact that they care about you and want the best for you. That leader that's just like maybe snapping at you yeah. because of the situation.
Stressed.
Right.
Yeah,
then yeah. you're like, oh man, they were yelling at me. And
yeah. I think I have one leader in mind who, you know, wasn't as memorable as he could have been, but complimentary. So a younger person is trying to evolve, grow, you know, take on new things, push themselves. And when a leader kind of poo-poos it or maybe sideways compliments or maybe passive aggressive, it just deflates the what could be a really great leadership moment.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And he didn't do that great, but I learned for me that's not that effective.
Sure.
You know, that turns people off, that kind of makes them shut down, and that's, I know that's not what he wanted, but I think for a memorable one, you really have to, you know, like you said, be truthful. You know, kind of be a cheerleader, coach, and mentor.
Sure.
I mean, the cheerleader is like, that's a heck of a job you did, bro. I love it.
Right. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Do another one. So I didn't even need a second chance. Well, you want me to do this?
You know, so you know what I love about that? I love that you brought that up because that was one of the things I wrote down too, is I love the leaders that are, as the cheerleaders, they're letting us take the victory lap for the wins.
Yes.
You know, like, no, you did it.
You get the credit.
You did it. Stand up and take a bow because you did this one.
Yeah.
And then when it falls flat, then they're the ones that step in. Oh, hold on. You know, I probably didn't teach you well enough. I didn't resource here. I wasn't there to back you up. Let me, and they take the heat for that. And again, yeah. I think that goes back to that's conveying the love that they have for us. That they really, I want to be able to cheer you on. So I want to try to put you in a place where not only I can cheer you, but everybody else around here, they get a chance to cheer you on as well.
I think a leader that gives grace for second chances.
Oh, grace.
Plural. Chances.
Yes.
I think that's a really solid leader that's memorable to me. Like, I know you messed up. I know you didn't want to. So go back out.
Right.
I mean, I think we've had a podcast about, you know, my first football play in college, you know, and long story really short, I scored a safety for the other team. That's how bad it was. And the coach goes, that's not how you want to start your career, was it? Nope. Go back out there and finish it strong. Okay, that was gracious.
Yes.
Versus like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Why didn't you, you know? So that's the chaotic versus the calm. Like, so that's not kind of what we were thinking, was it? Nope. All right, go back out. I didn't even have a chance to process anything.
Sure.
Like,
right.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm, yep. You believed in me enough to say that's not going to define you.
Yep.
But I think the gracious, because everybody does it a little different. You know, it's,
sure.
You know, you cut your grass different than I do, or, you know, you drive, you know, better than I do, or, you know, you play better spike ball than I do, you know, but I think as a leader, if they can kind of move that person to be better,
yep.
which is kind of one of our definitions when we first started. Developing others is a huge job of leaders. Huge. And it's not the same for every person. You got different generations and different experiences, different genders, different positions. But I just like a gracious leader. Like, I'd say humble, because sometimes that can be kind of fake humility, but like gracious, like I love being around gracious people.
Yes.
And I wish to be one.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
All right, so this is offline of our outcome or outline here. Maybe goes along with a memorable leader. If you could have one word on your epitaph, what would it be?
I guess I would like the word leader, and all that it entails in the positive sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one word I would like.
Like, you know, myself and others that know you and love you and have, you know, been to mountaintops and a couple valleys and, you know, those kind of things. It's like, well, that's kind of where I'm thinking. It's like the people that really know us, you know, not someone that's on the peripheral, kind of knows us, sees us every week. But, you know, I think that's something for leaders, my personal opinion, is almost live for that epitaph.
Yep. Is that the same word you'd pick?
Or? I like genuine. Mm. Leader's a big one because it kind of people have different experiences. But genuine is just, I care. If I tell you I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there.
Yep.
And when I told you, you know, I believe in you, I'm not baloneying you here. I believe in you.
Yep.
I just think it's something to aspire, which maybe will lead into another podcast about like genuine. You have to be genuine all the time.
Sure.
You can't be genuine. It serves you well. And so I like your book, you know, the servant leader it's pretty, you're unselfish. That's a big one too. Like that to me is genuine. Like, yeah, Greg helped me when I couldn't help myself. Mm-hmm. Well, I was pretty unselfish. So you can tie a lot of words in. To me, leader, you know, like your word, you know, an impact person, you know, an influence person, but not for glory.
Right.
You know, you really do want people to win their race too. I was meeting with another leader this week, and business owner, and I said, hey, when it's all done, what do you want him to say? So we wanted to get to the word legacy, right, as a business owner. And he goes, well, I'm a faith man. Job well done. Well, spiritual and, you know, fiscal, you know, work. I can't beat that one. That's a good one too, you know. So right. I think for most leaders, Greg, I think, you know, for you, you've been around a lot of great ones. You are a great one. Abundance versus scarcity is often, you know, kind of a trigger for a really memorable leader. Like you talked about, if I messed up, I didn't resource you. I didn't give what you needed, you know, didn't give enough time. You know, maybe I need to spend a little time with you, but I want you back out in the field. I want you to start again, you know. Such a confident boost.
Absolutely. My
goodness. And Lord knows we need it, you know, because it's a lot of naysayers out there,
right,
or negative news, or, you know, everybody's got an opinion, not that they're asked, but, you know. How would you wrap up the memorable? Like, if we were going to challenge the listeners, you know, how to become that memorable leader, and you can't do it all in one day.
Right.
So what would you say?
First of all, I'd say don't beat yourself up over where you've fallen short. But the second thing I'd say is just pick one thing. I think it's too hard to work on. I mean, I look at myself, I'm like, boy, there's a lot of things I'd like to tweak. You got to pick one thing and then just work on that one thing.
Yeah.
And when you work on that one thing and it gets into a better spot, then you are probably better equipped to say, now I can work on one thing.
Yeah. You know, it's not a very nice analogy, but you know, you can't eat a whole Whopper in one bite. It doesn't work. There's other sayings, but I think that's really so healthy. You know, like don't try to change everything.
Right.
Just little by little work on this, tweak, adjust, improve.
And don't beat yourself up while you're doing it.
Yeah, don't don't be the reason you don't excel.
Sure.
You know, get out of your own way almost. But right. In a wrap up, I think you're onto something with like being able to deliver truth, you know, honesty, good feedback, taking the bullet, you know, versus yeah. credit.
Stepping in. Yep.
I like that one, Craig. Yep. You know, I think calm. I coached in high school for a long time, you know, football, and my first stint was an amazing opportunity with a public school. A lot of the boys didn't have dads present, and so it was just not just a coach. You know, you were a mentor. You were a memorable leader, sure. right? Memorable coach. And I had the headset on. I think you came to games and sat by me in the box or, you know, when I was calling plays. Offense coordinator has to work with a head coach and, you know, put in people and personnel this. And a play was called that was outstanding. I mean, not because it was mine, it just was perfect timing. We had the right people, right spot, and they didn't execute. And, you know, Harrison's got the headset on for our executive producer role, but I had that on, and he screamed at this kid who wasn't even off the field yet. And I had to take this off like, wow, my. So I said, hey, coach. Yeah, so once the dust settled. Hey, coach, he's not deaf, but I am. He's like, what? I said, he probably gets yelled at home, probably gets yelled at in class. He doesn't need to be yelled at in practice or the game. He's not deaf. And after that, it was my first year with him. We had 5 years together. He goes, I've never had a coach challenge me on my style. And I said, well, chaos is very stressful to people. If their life is stressful, you're just adding one more chaos to it. It's sure. not a big deal.
Sure.
But you bring calm,
whew, yep,
and you can write the ticket. So that was a good example as a leader that you're right. Calm is better. It's more effective. And even yelling, it's like, I've heard this. But if I go, hey, Craig, and you're like leaning in. Like,
got to make him lean in, right?
What? Are you going to say something? You know, so I think, you know, all these characteristics and qualities of memorable leaders is awesome. And I'm sure the viewers, you're all memorable in some fashion. Just like to be just better at it, you know, and because people are waiting for us to speak into their lives.
Yep.
I mean, they want to do good, you know, and they're watching us. Like, how do we handle other people, too? That's the other part is like, ooh. He was kind of rough.
Oh, yeah, they are watching.
Yep. Oh, he's a little rough on him. Oof, I don't want to have one of those meetings.
Right.
And you're like, was I really rough? Or I guess I lost my cool. You know, I had one boss that lost his cool all the time. And so we just avoided him, which was really kind of weird. Like, can you own the company?
Right.
You know,
we
don't want to be around you because you just lose your cool all the time. Absolutely. It's like, what is wrong?
Well, and you know, say this is where I think the value is of a coach and part of our coach. You know, you even heard Greg say this, like when you said to your head coach, hey, coach, listen, you know, you need to be aware of this. It's sort of from an outsider's perspective.
It was.
And that's what we do with Maximize Coaching is, you know, I asked you earlier at the beginning, how would you like your team to think about you? When you bring in an outsider, so when you contact us and you say, hey, I want to make sure that I'm doing the best I can, as an outsider, when we come in, we just are sort of a little bit for a while the fly on the wall. We just can observe and then say, okay, so you might think that it's coming across this way. But here is how your teammates are really seeing it. And then a lot of times it's just saying, hey, there's just a little tweak. Like I said earlier, just one thing we would work with you on to change and watch and see how people are going to respond. So if you go to MaximizeLeadership.com, you can find some great resources there. Over here behind Greg, you can see some of the books that he's got up here. These are great resources. But our coaching page, if you click on the coaching page, you'll see some of our coaches that are there. But if you scroll down, there's a form you can fill out on there. Tell us a little bit about what you're looking for in a coach, and then we'll read that, and we'll be honest with you. We'll say, yeah, we can help you, or we'll say, here's a coach that we think can work with you maybe a little bit better. We'll be totally honest with you on that. But don't overlook that vital component of getting an outside perspective, because that really could help you improve your leadership. We love to hear from you as well. If you want to leave a comment on this video, that would be great. You could reach out to us on X at Maximize Podcast. Maybe give us some feedback on that this episode, or say, hey, here's a topic we'd like you to cover in the future. We'd be happy to consider that. And we'll even give you a shout out if that's the topic that we picked to talk about. But we're here to resource you, because when you get better as a leader, everybody around you gets better. And when everybody around you gets better, it starts making this whole world a better place. Like we were kind of joking earlier, we don't want to go negative.
Yeah,
we want positive. And so that's why we're here to resource you. So stay tuned. If you haven't already, please subscribe, because we not only have these full episodes, we've got some max minutes that Greg does and some other shorter clips that'll be able to help you in your leadership role as well. But keep coming back here, because we've got more great leadership content that's going to be coming your way real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.